It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. What better way to beat the summer heat than a day at a water park? Here with some suggestions for a day of aqua play is Elaine LaBalm, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBalm, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. Great to have you.
It's fun to be here.
All right, New Girl, you're going gonzo on us this week with a slew of water parks that are much more than lazy river rides.
Indeed. And this seems to be hotter, cooler than ever this summer. It's what all the cool kids want. I know that it's what my 11-year-old and the teenagers in the neighborhood are talking about. And I gotta tell you, the bottom line is that with these water parks, the way they're just so big and bold and brassy these days, they're just as much fun for parents, for singles, for anybody who wants to have a good time. Pretty much, if you're a roller coaster person, you're going to have a blast in one of these water parks. They're a great antidote to a hot summer. Keeps the kids active, nonstop action. Everybody's going to sleep well at night. Lots of upside in my world.
And you've got your trusty Fab Five list in hand. So first up is Idlewild's Soak Zone in the Laurel Highlands.
Absolutely.
How did this make your list?
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, proximity. It's close by. You're there in, an hour and a half? So it's a great day trip to what's a very good water park. They've got the usual, the water slides and the tipping bucket and the wave pool. This one is really very kid friendly. I think a lot of folks who are looking for, super rad adventure may want to consider a different water park, but especially for families and multi-generational travel, I love Idlewild's Soak Zone. And this year they've got something new called Float Away Bay, which is an enhancement on the usual lazy river ride. So they're trying to, kick that one up a notch as well. But I mean, it's close. It's easy. If it's, really hot and muggy in Pittsburgh, gee whiz, call off at noon and go over to the Soak Zone. That's my advice.
I'd have to wait till one, I got at least wait till the show's over.
Close enough.
Then end up at the water park. Now, Kalahari Water Park, just west of Cleveland. This is the largest indoor water park in the United States. Indoor water park. They've got a Water World outside too, though, right?
Yeah, they do both. And I got to tell you, the neat thing about indoor water parks, and I think they've exploded really just in the last, 15, maybe 20 years of that, they're not weather dependent. So you get some monsoon, rainstorm coming through at 2 in the afternoon if you're on the beach. Well, there went the rest of your day. You're in this indoor water park. It's always 80 degrees. It's absolutely lovely. And at Kalahari, they've got the biggest one in America. It was something like 80,000 square feet, and then it doubled in size several years ago, 175,000 square feet. That's a lot of space for slides and, the roller coaster type water rides. They also have a very respectable wave pool. But what I really like about this one, too, is that they've got an outdoor component. They have two really large pools outside with some, tipping buckets and things like that. So you can be indoors. And after a while, you're going to feel like, a little bit waterlogged, prune-like inside. Go outdoors, sit in the sun, have your lunch. They got a tiki bar going on, Paul. It's all good.
You have a drink and then go jump on the water slide.
There you go. They also have one of these flow rider things, which are like a sort of a surfing ride that you can do at some of the water parks now. And then there's one I've got to tell you about. My son and husband dubbed it the toilet bowl. And it's not quite that, but what happens is there's this twirling around slide that you're just going, it seems, at warp speed, and then there's this hole in the bottom. It dumps you into this thing that feels like the basin of a bowl, and then you swirl around in that several more times before you absolutely get sent out. I don't know why I'm laughing. Probably because I remember seeing my husband and son in there.
I don't know whether
I refuse to get on the toilet bowl myself.
Yeah, I don't know. And you might want to think about whether the tiki bar would be better before or after that particular experience. Now, the great wolf lodges are spread across the United States and have perfected the art of the indoor water park, or have they?
Well, I'll tell you why I think they have, and that is because in addition to the water parks, they have I think about 10 locations across the U.S. They also have lodging, so you have to stay on their property to be able to gain admittance into the water park. And what this means is that there's a controlled amount of people who can come in every day. They really never feel crowded. I've been to several of them. And what I will say About them as well, is that you really have to do some research before you choose a particular location, because your mileage may vary. The location that we visited in Niagara Falls really was not all that to my eye. But yet I've been to the one in Charlotte, which has an indoor and outdoor component as well, and the one in Williamsburg, and they both are very, very nice property with properties with the range of different attractions and amusements that you would want at a water park. So they're not going to be crowded. If you don't like crowds, it's the place for you, but just be sure you ask around as to which location you choose.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer here on 90.5 WESA. We're talking with our travel correspondent, Elaine LeBaum, about all of the great water parks throughout the United States. Typhoon Lagoon at Walt Disney World was epic for you and your family, but why?
You know, it's funny. This is the one that we've visited most recently, and I don't think that's why it was epic, not because it's top of mind, but because, again, it's relatively new, and Disney has done an amazing job with this place. I mean, they've got a whole theme thing going on. A typhoon swept over the landscape, and this is what's left. Well, let me tell you, what's left is looking really, really good. They've got a tremendous water roller coaster. They have at least one slide that sends you straight down at warp speed. That was a hoot. However, top, their wave pool. It has a 6-foot wave that comes through every 2 minutes. The thing is monster. It is absolutely awesome. Loved it. The big waves come through for like 90 minutes, and then they have smaller waves coming through for 30 minutes. And then they go back to the huge waves for 90 minutes and smaller 30 minutes. I mean, anybody who loves a wave pool, this, I'm telling you, definitive wave pool at a water park in the U.S. Loved it. Wish I was there right now.
Now, I have to ask you, because you're talking about people getting spun around and they're in waves and they're being shot down a slide at warp speed, as you called it.
Right.
And there's concern in at amusement parks, certainly, throughout the United States, with at least one recent major accident, that's a concern for safety.
Right.
Are all of these places, as far as we know, how safe are they?
Well, let me say this. I don't know that I'm the best person to weigh on it. Just what I read in the media about the situation in Texas, I believe it was. That may have been some user error with respect to her seat hold equipment.
Right,
there.
And we're talking about a different kind of apparatus, but absolutely. Nevertheless, there have been documented instances of people getting hurt at water parks.
What I would say is this, and that you need to be mindful of, but I noticed that at particular rides in these water parks that seem to have a little bit more motion, whatnot, invariably you see, that posting about, if you have motion sickness or pregnant women or small children, back issues, heart issues, you should not ride this particular ride. I can think of different ones that I saw very recently at Typhoon Lagoon and at other parks that I visited. What I would say is that at any of these parks, they really do strive to post safety warnings where applicable. And I think that we all need to be smart and sensible about that. And maybe not every ride is suitable for every person at that particular moment in time. Just use good judgment.
The Schlitterbahn sounds like it belongs in Germany, but it's actually in Texas, the Schlitterbahn. There's no speed limit on the Autobahn. But what about the Schlitterbahn?
Schlitterbahn rides move pretty quickly, too, I got to tell you. The reason I think this water park warrants a mention is it's kind of a twofer. I mean, their location, they have several, but the one on South Padre Island in Texas is actually located on the beach. And this is a gorgeous beach on the Gulf of Mexico. So you can also have a beach vacation while you're at this water park. They have two water parks there, an indoor and an outdoor water park. So maybe at least where Schlitterbahn is concerned, this water park is bigger and, by extension, better in Texas.
It's near the beach. So do any of these places channel salt water into their venues?
Boy, that is a really good question. I don't know. I mean, most of them are well inland, so that's not an option. They're sort of trying to recreate in some ways that kind of beachy vibe when you really are quite
and they
far
put,
from
do they
the
put
beach.
Sand down around in some?
Some of them, some of them do. I can remember that. I think at Kalahari and at some of the Great Wolf parks, they'll set down a little bit of sand. They'll try and create that beachy thing. At Typhoon Lagoon, at Disney World, they do. They're trying. I mean, you have to have a sense of place. You still are, in a water park somewhere in the middle of America. You're not likely to be at the beach unless you go to Schlitterbahn.
Well, it all sounds like a lot of fun. And channeling her inner Esther Williams for us is our travel correspondent, Elaine LeBaum. She is a contributing editor for the eZine Pop City, tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, thanks as always.
You betcha.
And thank you for listening to today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.